بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الأمر بالأكل من جانب القصعة والنهي عن الأكل من وسطها. This is the chapter on the command of eating from the side of the plate or the bowl and prohibition from eating from the center of the plate. So we continuing the etiquettes of eating, and in this hadith we will understand that when a person is eating his food, he should eat from the side and not from the center. فِيهِ قَوْلُهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. We did this hadith before where Rasulullah said, and eat from that part of the plate which is closest to you. Don't stretch your hands over onto the other side of the plate. وَعَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الْبَرَكَةُ تَنْزِلُ وَسَطَ الطَّعَامِ فَكُلُوا مِنْ حَافَتَيْهِ وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِنْ وَسَطِهِ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ الْتِرْمِذِي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. As Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Baraka, blessings, descends in the center of the food. Person has got food in the plate, like we have rice. So as we place the rice, then Rasulullah says, don't eat from the center of that rice. Eat from the side. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِنْ حَافَتَيْهِ. Eat from the sides. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِنْ وَسَطِهِ. Do not eat from the center. And the logic behind this, the reasoning is that baraka descends into the center, then it diffuses into the other grains or into the other parts of the food. Now if a person is just going to eat from the center immediately, then the baraka will be finished. Here Rasulullah is telling you to allow the barakah to penetrate and go into the entire food so that you may gain more blessings. If a person is just going to take from the center where the barakah is coming, then the barakah will stop. So therefore Rasulullah is telling us, do not eat from the center, eat from the sides. And as we're eating, then obviously, finally you'll be eating the center of the food as well. وَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ بُسْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ كان للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قصعة يقال لها الغراء يحملها أربعة رجال. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had a very huge plate, a very huge bowl, a very huge plate, and it required four people to carry it. So this plate was so big that many Sahaba, some ulama say at least 10 Sahaba could sit around this huge plate and partake of these meals. فَلَمَّا أَضْحَوْا وَسَجِدُوا الضُّحَىٰ. When they had performed the Salatul Al-Duha, the charge Salat, أُتِيَ بِتِلْكَ الْقَصْعَةِ. Then when Sahaba should read the charge Salat, then this plate used to be brought. يَعْنِي وَقَدْ ثُرِدَ فِيهَا. And then some gravy was placed with some pieces of meat. فَالْتَفُّوا عَلَيْهَا. Then Sahaba would gather around it. فَلَمَّا كَثُرُوا جَثَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. And there were many Sahaba sitting around this plate. Obviously, it became tight to sit very normally and comfortably. Rasulullah then squatted on his knees. He sat on his knees. فَقَالَ عَرَابِيٌ. One Bedouin came and he said, مَا هَذِهِ الْجِلْسَ. What is this type of position that you are sitting? What type of posture is this? What type of sitting are you sitting, Ya Rasulullah? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَنِي عَبْدًا كَرِيمًا وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا عَنِيدًا. Allah Ta'ala has made me a noble slave, and Allah has not made me a tyrant. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made me a noble slave. Allah has not made me jabbar and anidan, rebellious tyrant. In other words, the posture that Rasulullah chose, because there were so many people sitting around the plate, it was difficult for each person to sit very comfortably. Rasulullah himself showed humility. And he didn't feel that he is a great Nabi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He must get full comfort and others must be sitting squashed. Rasulullah himself sat on his knees to allow others to also sit around the plate. And therefore he said, Allah has not made me a rebellious tyrant. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ كُلُوا مِنْ حَوَالَيْهَا وَدَعُوا ذِرْوَتَهَا يُبَارَكْ فِيهَا رَوَهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ بِإِسْنَادِ جَيْدٍ. Rasulullah said, then eat from the sides of the plate. Do not eat from the center of the food, because the center is where barakah is coming down. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.